Proclamation number 8769 dated the March 3rd, 1964. Which acknowledges, patchwork. You who ought to stand up for me and my word shall also be properly instructed yourselves. You shall learn everything that is needed in order to be able to teach and answer every question and objection. And this is not patchwork knowledge, even if it cannot be offered to you in great detail because you are unable to grasp the most profound wisdoms, yet you will be guided into all correlations and enlightened time and again where you are not fully informed. Yet always with the reservation that I give to you what you really need, but that I also know which knowledge to withhold from you as it serves no meaning and purpose for your earthly existence. You humans gladly use empty phrases when you lack something yourselves rather than making the effort of appealing to me for what you are missing. Thus you often use the phrase, your knowledge is patchy. Single quote, which is quite true if you look at humankind in general and even at those who, although they are endowed with a sharp intellect, only use it to try solving earthly problems. For they will still lack a lot of knowledge as long as they are not taught by the spirit within themselves, but where it concerns the transmission of spiritual knowledge and therefore those who are commissioned by me to spread the truth, they are sure to be well prepared and educated for their mission by me, and then I will also convey to them what they will need for their office. And then your objection is truly unjustified, for they will be able to answer all your questions unless you defend an error claiming to have been taught by me as well. In that case, however, I will certainly intervene and give you the right explanation, for there is nothing you cannot ask me to clarify for you. For I want you humans to know the truth, and therefore I will also convey irrefutable spiritual knowledge to those who shall work for me and spread the truth. The objection that the Book of Books does not contain this or that to the knowledge I present to you is only insofar justified as that it cannot contain everything, since it is accessible to all people but not everyone is receptive or open to more profound truths, for each individual person's way of life determines to what extent he will understand the contents of the scriptures. And it will always be the case that the willing and more mature human being draws from the scriptures what another person fails to notice due to his unawakened spirit. And since the Book of the Fathers no longer means what it should to people, my word, I once again make myself heard by those who allow my working in them and thus also enlighten them about issues which are not mentioned in this very book but which everyone could learn if he completely accepted my will in accordance with the scriptures and lived a life of love. This is why your knowledge will remain patchwork as long as you ignore the latter, just as you are only readers and not doers of my word. Until then you will also have to be content with partial knowledge which you, however, can always increase if you seriously strive to do so. For my part you should live in the light and escape the darkness, but light is truthful knowledge and whatever I give without restriction, depending on your maturity and willingness to receive. And if I already give this assurance to everyone who just fulfills my will and lives a life of love, then I will convey even more extensive knowledge to someone who shall teach his fellow human beings on my instruction, whom I thus educate for his teaching work myself. For a teacher must be able to answer every question he is asked. He must have an explanation for everything and will also be always correctly guided in his thinking, or he would be unable to work on my instruction as my representative on earth who teaches people on my behalf yet is always using my spiritual information. For as soon as he teaches he no longer speaks himself but uses my words which I put into his mouth. And I myself can truly not be described as being ignorant, Hence my representative on earth must also receive his wisdom from me as soon as he speaks on my behalf, instead of myself. This alone determines who should be acknowledged as my true representative on earth. You will soon be able to see through this, for wherever profound wisdom is evident, the knowledge can only have been imparted to him through my spirit. But where my spirit works so that I can speak to a person directly, it also guarantees that missional work shall be done, for which I have chosen my servant myself, and whom I will also place into a position of being able to fulfill his mission. And that is where you will always be able to find an explanation, for if you acknowledge him as my representative on earth, you approach me directly and I come teach you myself as far as you are receptive to my explanations. Amen.